Ida Frankel is one of millions of Americans living with Alzheimer's disease. Her husband, David, describes one of her symptoms.
She was being very forgetful. She would ask the time and repeat the questions over and over again.
This microchip, inserted in Ida Frankel's arm, will not help her memory. But its manufacturers hope it might help provide important medical information if she is lost or winds up in a hospital emergency room. Scott Silverman is the company president.
When an Alzheimer patient presents in an emergency room or is found wandering in a certain location, once their arm is scanned, it would immediately designate who they are, their identity, and the fact that they are an Alzheimer patient.
The VeriChip is a tiny device that contains an identification code. By scanning the microchip, the company says emergency personnel could then tap into the patient's medical information.
If you get lost, we can find you, and also if you ever have any medical problems, we'll be able to get some information about you.
Okay.
For many years, microchips have been used to keep track of livestock and find lost pets. But opponents, like Catherine Albrecht, say keeping track of a human being violates the notion of civil liberty.
I don't think that because it's useful in animals is a reason why we should do it to human beings. I mean, there is a distinction between an animal and a human being.
Health experts are predicting an epidemic of Alzheimer's disease in the coming decades. It is likely many civil libertarians will be watching to see whether the practice of implanting microchips will grow too. Melinda Smith, VOA News.